Welcome to Passion Church. For more information about Passion Church, please visit us online at www.passionchurch.tv. Now let's join the service already in progress.
Oh, alive in him today. I want you to give him a shout that he deserves this morning. Would you do it? Your faithful King today. We thank you, Lord, that your love is never failing. this morning.
Jesus, faithful King, Lord, with grateful hearts we sing. How great is the love, how great is the love of our Savior.
Thank you
for your grace.
heart cry this morning. Sing, love came, love. Love came down and set me free. I'm yours. I sing mountain high and mount. In my mind that that may be some of your prayers this morning. God, fill me up. Maybe you've tried what the world has to offer and it failed. And there's a reason for that. We were created to be filled with the Lord and to have His love in our lives. And so this morning, if that's you and you just, maybe you've tried, fill in the blank. You've tried it all and nothing's satisfied this morning. That's great news today because you're in a perfect position for the Lord to just pour His presence and His love into your heart and into your life this morning. Amen?
Amen.
So if you would just honestly and openly say today that, you know what, Julie, I need the Lord today. Maybe it's not your first time that you've asked Him into your life. Maybe you've asked Him years ago or months ago and you just feel like you need Him this morning in a special way. We've been praying all week and even this morning that the Lord would just fill us up today. That's His desire. That's His heart today. So if you need Him to fill your heart and to come into your life today, He's here and is ready to do that. Would you just bow your heads and close your eyes? And if that's you today, we're not about embarrassing people today, but it just helps us to know how to pray. And the Father says in His Word tells us that if we are ashamed of Him on earth, that He will be ashamed of us in heaven. And we don't back down from what we're doing this morning. But we just say that if you need Him in your life, would you just lift up your hand? And that just tells us, that just signifies, hey, Julie, I need your prayers this morning. I need Him to fill me up. Yes, yes. Thank you. Yes. Thank you. It doesn't mean, maybe this is your first time. Maybe this is your 100th time. But if you need Him to fill you up, guess what? He fills us up. And then in turn, it overflows. And His love now pours through us to those around us. And His presence pours through us to those around us, and the healing that we have available to us flows to others, all because we're willing and able to open up and to allow Him to come into us today. Amen? Is that your prayer today? I know it is. I know it is. So would you just all do this morning? Would you just pray this prayer after me, please? Father, we trust You today. We are open and willing vessels, and we ask that You fill us with Your presence. Father, it may be my first time to ask You into my heart and life. I may have asked You many times, but this morning I ask God one more time that You fill me up and You pour out of me so that others can know You, that others can be blessed, that others can come to know You and Your salvation today. So if that's you and you prayed that for the very first time, would you just lift up your hand right now, and we'll have some packets of information at that back table this morning. You're welcome after service to go back there. There'll be somebody to put those materials in your hands today. But Father, we just thank You that You're saving souls today. We thank You that You're filling us up in this congregation today. We thank You for Your presence. Come on, is anybody excited about the presence of the Lord today? You're awfully quiet on this 70s day. Hallelujah. We thank You, Lord, for Your presence. We ask that You fill us, God.
Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God.
freedom in this house today. A mountain. That they don't know Jesus. And so, Father, today we lift them up to you and we call them out one by one. We just speak their name. Would you just take a second and speak out their name? If you don't have your card, just speak their names right now. Father, we call them. We call them out, God, from the north and the south and the east and the west. And we declare this morning that you are convicting, you're drawing, you're wooing them to yourself this morning. God, you're letting them know, even now as we speak their names, as we pray over them, that you're calling them to a higher purpose. You have a plan and a desire and a will for their lives this morning. So, Father, we lift them up to you. We call them as one of yours. By faith, God, we declare that you're going to bring them in, that you're going to show them your love, and that they'll understand and recognize today that they can't make it without you. And we declare them as children of the Most High God today. And if you agree with that, would you just say a hearty amen this morning? Amen. I want you to take a second before you're seated. I know some of us look a little funny today. It's 70s day, if you haven't figured it out. And we don't normally dress this weird. Well, maybe some of us, but take a second and meet and greet. And let's find three or four people that maybe you haven't seen their faces before and make them feel welcome today. Amen.
To have you join us for this time of ministry. To find more Passion Church resources or to make a donation online, visit www.passionchurch.tv. Remember, you can't live without passion.